The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
I'm out on the sidewalk by Union Rescue Mission near our dock. We have this gigantic mobile veterinarian clinic, LVET.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
You know, there's two ways of looking at the situation right now, but I do think it's really too early to tell what we may see as the final pattern. And I think it really all depends on what the recovery's like from this COVID situation.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
And that led me down a dark path. That led me down a road of that culminated with a bad decision on a mission in Afghanistan that got me in trouble. And I had to basically climb out of that hole.
On AM 870, The Answer.
And welcome to this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers. I'm Larry Marino. Coming up, we're going to hear from Jim Ellis of EllisInsight.com. What impact has the coronavirus pandemic had on the 2020 presidential election? We'll talk about it. Then Ken Monroe, who's president and CEO of Holt of California and chairman of the Family Business Association of California, talks with us. He says, unleash private enterprise to jumpstart California's economy with these four moves. We'll hear what they are. Then a special segment. Retired Navy SEAL and New York Times bestselling author Jason Rudman will join us. He is our Sunday morning Extraordinary Newsmaker of the Week. He's got a new book on how to triumph over adversity during these challenging times. But first, we check in with Andy Bales from Union Rescue Mission. Andy, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us where you are today.
I'm out on the sidewalk by Union Rescue Mission near our dock. We have this gigantic mobile veterinarian clinic, LVET, E-L-L-E-V-E-T, providing care to the cats and dogs that are present on the streets of Skid Row. The pets are coming for care, and they're bringing their owners with them.
And I hear that you're doing this safely. I think I hear you with your mask on today, right?
I do have my mask on. I'm outside in the midst of Skid Row. Just noticed our dock door is destroyed from people urinating on it, and it's leaving room for rats to enter. So I took a picture and sent it to my team.
Well, we're getting it firsthand as you're there. Andy, I want to talk with you about some of the stories this week. First off, any word on what's happening with the city and Judge Carter? Any word on whether the city and county are complying, or are they still kind of at a standoff?
Seems like they're a bit of a standoff. The deadline was pushed further down the line, and I'm not sure what the current deadline is, but instead of everybody working together, all hands on deck, everybody in, they're doing pushback and a little bit of the blame game, and it just seems like we can't get it all together and work together to get this done.
This same judge did some wonders in Orange County and got everybody together and got people out of the Santa Ana riverbed. What's the difference? Why is it so difficult, even with the pandemic, to convince officials to move the homeless off the streets?
Well, first of all, it's a bigger effort needed. Doesn't excuse this, but it is a much bigger effort to get everybody off the streets in Los Angeles than Orange County. But there was some pushback initially there, too, and they finally began to work together. So that's what I'm hoping and praying for, that everybody realizes that the judge only wants good for these people who are suffering. And I know there's arguments now, like, why are you concentrating on the people under the bridge? Well, people get one of the biggest causes of death of homeless people in the U.S. are people getting hit by cars and hit and runs. And that happens a lot around freeways. So that's the first concern of the judge. And the second concern is that they're breathing in fumes that can actually kill them. So I don't mind who they prioritize. I just want them to work together to help everybody who needs to get off the streets,
Andy,
We need to get going on it.
Andy Bales with this Union Rescue Mission. Andy, the other story this past week was the revelation by the LA Times investigation showing that only half of the 15,000 motel beds and rooms that are being paid for by taxpayers are actually occupied. Was that kind of shocking to hear that?
No, it wasn't shocking. There's been community pushback towards the occupation of the hotels by people devastated by homelessness. And, you know, anytime you put together a massive creative effort like that, there's going to be delays. But anytime there's a bureaucracy, there's also delays. So I was not surprised by that. I know that we were greatly helped by Project Room Key as we need to get people out of harm's way. I just hope they'll, again, everybody will work together to get it done. I was on a call where there was some dispute over whether they were only half full or the ones in L.A. were nearly full. And I'd love to know the truth of exactly what that is. But it's a, you know, who knew that hotel rooms would be empty and would be able to be occupied. And I know there's some creative things coming down the line. I got a call from Washington, D.C. that some cruise ships are going to be used, and anyway, whatever it takes, whatever, you know, we've got to do whatever it takes to get this done. We cannot leave precious human beings on the streets that endanger not only their lives on the streets, but all of our lives, housed and unhoused, when we leave human beings on the streets.
Right. Well, the article went on to say that even if all 15,000 rooms or beds were taken, that still would leave a lot of people, if there are really 165,000 homeless people in the state, without any bed, which means there aren't enough places yet to house everyone if they want to be housed.
We are going to have to get extremely creative and innovative and go for affordable options like 3D printed concrete homes, mobile homes, container homes. Each and every strategy is going to have to be used. We can never return to the $700,000 per unit that helped get us here in the first place. We misuse so much money, spending so many of the resources on a few while leaving the many on the streets. We can never go back to that. We have to change gears completely and think only creatively and innovatively from now on.
Andy, give us a coronavirus update as far as URM. How are things looking now?
As far as URM, I don't believe we've had anybody test positive in over 20 days. We received an all-clear letter from the Department of Public Health, and a job well done by the Department of Health, Dr. Liggins. It is breaking out in other missions around us and on the streets, which is why I've still got my mask on, and we are just going to have to be as careful as we've ever been. It's a new world we're living in, and it's a world where you wear a mask and you keep your distance for the near future until a vaccine is found.
What did Union Rescue Mission learn when it comes to this virus? What are the best protocols that you guys adapted that seem to have stuck?
Wear the mask, keep your distance, remind each other every day to do that. And we also check temps as people come in every day and make people self-aware so that they report any sickness, any and all sicknesses to us. Those are probably the three main ones. And the biggest one is a change of culture where you actually do what you know to do.
Right, right. Give us an update on the food supply, the food chain. There's definitely been some interruption or at least lessening of the meat supply in Southern California.
I'm glad you asked me that, because that is going to be my biggest question for my team tomorrow. Is how is our food supply looking for the future? Because I am seeing the lack of food supply in my own life. Not that I'm lacking any food, but I'm noticing restaurants being out of things and stores being out of things. And I'm just wondering how we at Union Rescue Mission are faring for the future.
What do you have, like a backup food supply to tide you over in the meantime, or
the biggest one has been our creative, purchasing food from restaurants and keeping restaurants open by purchasing their food. And that continues to seem to be our strategy. But I'm hoping we can adapt to going back to buying some food and cooking some meals and and we'll see what's ahead. But for now, we're okay. I just need to do an inventory tomorrow to make sure we're good for the long run.
All right, bring us back to where you are and describe the scene around you, this this special program that's taking place.
I'm watching a little doggy get cared for right in front of me and getting his shots and immunizations, and we're having some great discussions and people are interested. Another lady waiting in line with her puppy just saw a cat be pulled out of a bag. A cat in the bag was brought out and taken care of, and I had no idea this group calls, and you know, everybody said, thank you, Andy, for being innovative. Well, when a group calls and says, I want to bring a mobile veteran care unit to your place, all you have to do is say yes and thanks, and they've pulled up, and I've posted on social media, and the dogs and the cats are starting to appear on Skid Row.
Is there any sense of coronavirus amongst the people locally, or do they not seem to be thinking about it?
I'm seeing more people with masks today. We're reinforcing it as they come. We're handing out masks so they can stand in line with their pets. There seems to be more awareness than I've seen in the past on Skid Row. It gives me hope.
All right, push a plug for Union Rescue Mission. Talk to our listeners. Got about 30 seconds.
We wouldn't be doing this kind of work without our partners. You can go to urm.org, make a gift of any amount. I know times are tough, but no amount too small or too large. They all make a huge impact on people devastated by homelessness, and you're changing lives and you're saving lives when you support Union Rescue Mission by going to urm.org and making a gift of any amount.
And that is Andy Bales. He is the CEO of Union Rescue Mission in Skid Row of downtown Los Angeles at a very special event as we did our interview, where a mobile unit, a veterinary unit, is right there on the streets and they are treating the pets of those who are homeless. It's Andy Bales in our weekly At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis segment here on Sunday Morning Newsmakers.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.